So today we talk absolutism. And before we even begin, let me name something gently. Absolutism is a misconception and a lie that we're trained to believe that something outside of us can hold the whole of us completely and securely. And I'm here to dismantle that lie. Not systems, not institutions, and not even other people can be able to hold the whole of us completely and securely. And once you start seeing that lie, you can't unsee how much of your life has been shaped by it. This is Unmasked and Thriving. My name is TD and I am your host. Absolutism is the misconception that something outside of me can hold the whole of me. A government, a job, a leader, a marriage, a doctrine, a system, whether it be economic system, health system, religious or cultural systems, even political. None of these can hold the whole of me. I am too complex to be held by an earthly system together. Yes, to some extent, but never wholly. Absolutism tells us, surrender fully and you will be complete. But nothing outside of you can carry the full weight of who you are. Any systems that pretends it can eventually becomes violent. Governments promise safety, identity, and belonging, then ask for obedience. Churches promise salvation, meaning, and moral certainty instead of pointing you to the source of this. And then they ask for your surrender, complete surrender. Partners promise love, security, and affirmation. Then slowly begin to define you. Employment promises income, benefits, career advancement, stability, and even a sense of being useful. And instead, they offer a transactional relationship where your identity is solely defined by your output. Your output, your performance metrics, and the hours that you give to the organization. At first, it feels like relief because it just feels like somebody else is holding the map. Someone else is responsible for you and someone else knows better. But over time, something inside you starts shrinking. Because absolutism requires fragmentation. It can only function when you surrender pieces of yourself. This is the hardest truth to accept because it is terrifying and freeing at the same time. No system can meet all your needs. No ideology can satisfy all your contradictions. No person can carry your becoming. The moment you expect wholeness from the outside, you begin bargaining with yourself. You mute parts of your thinking. You suppress inconvenient truths. You perform gratitude instead of telling the truth. And slowly, you outsource your authority. You start asking, is this allowed? Will this be approved? Is this acceptable to them? That is how power leaks out of you. Politely, incrementally, with your consent. There is something deeply dangerous about a person who realizes this. That meaning is not granted, it is generated from within. That dignity is not bestowed, it is embodied. That permission is not required, it is assumed. Such a person becomes difficult to govern, difficult to shame, and difficult to manipulate. They can cooperate without surrendering. They can love without disappearing. They can belong without being owned. And systems do not like that. Because systems are built to manage predictable subjects, not sovereign beings. We are blinded by fear of abandonment, fear of chaos, and fear of standing alone. So we cling to absolutes. The party will save us. The church knows best. This relationship defines me. This diagnosis explains me. Absolutism offers certainty in exchange for silence. And when you are tired, wounded, stigmatized, or afraid, certainty becomes like mercy. But it is not. It is sedation. Power is rarely stolen outrightly. It is outsourced voluntarily. We give it away when we stop trusting our own discernment. We give it away when we confuse structure with truth. We give our power away when we trade our complexity for approval. And once outsourced, power returns to us as labels, as rules, as permissions and punishments. You are told who you are. You are told what you may want, and you are told how far you may go. Until one day you wake up and realize you have been living someone else's idea of your life. When you reclaim what is already within you, you do not become arrogant. You become accountable, because now you cannot blame the system for your silence. You cannot hide behind doctrine, and you cannot wait for permission. You must live deliberately, and that, more than rebellion, is what truly threatens systems built on absolutes. Because a person who knows who they are cannot be fully controlled. In closing, when we say systems are insufficient, we are not saying they are useless. And we are certainly not saying that their insufficiency gives us permission to act without integrity. The failure of a system does not justify my vice. The limits of an institution do not excuse my avoidance. Seeing clearly is not the same as disengaging. Freedom without responsibility is not freedom. It is immaturity dressed up as enlightenment so that we can live recklessly. We are dismantling absolutes so that we can live deliberately. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.